You know, I understand the tidal and flooding the market with saturating the market, so to speak, with all this stuff. But
I just got
what else?
Y'all said that. Really? I didn't. It didn't even click for me.
Are you serious, Ryan?
No, Ryan.
It didn't. I had no idea why they called this shit saturation. Like, I didn't. I never
the albums coming out so close together, dude, at once.
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess I didn't bother.
Man, Dead in Hip Hop album review. Rockhampton, y'all motherfuckers done wanted it, man. Saturation 3.
Begging us for it.
Rockhampton lit up, man.
Yo, Rockhampton, yeah. like I look, man, what the hell Rockhampton feeding y'all? Cause they ain't giving me what they feeding y'all. I don't get the level of fandom that they have. I really don't. And that's not
cult following, man. Just a cult following.
I guess. But how did they build it? Like them motherfuckers came out of nowhere to me. And all of a sudden, like, they just have, like, super stands already.
His name is Fantano. He has the kind of power that if you are a relatively unknown group and he says, I fuck with this, this is tight, a whole bunch of people are like, I'm going to go give this shit a chance. And damn, he was right. I mean, if you think about it, we kind of did that with your boy Logic back in the day. You know what I mean? So that, I mean, I think that's what. Not saying that their music is whack.
No, of course, no.
But I'm saying, I think that it's the power of influencers.
I feel you.
They need to send Fantano like some bottles, like,
some bottles of rosé,
something.
They do. And see, and that's why, I didn't want to detract from them because I think they're good, right? But yeah. I don't understand that level of fan. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't get it. But y'all good. Y'all dope. And with Saturation 2 and Saturation 3, y'all gave me more of what I particularly want out of the group. It did not start off that way. With Boogie and Zipper, I'm like, oh my God, this that bullshit. Yo, for real. No, for
when
real.
When that track came out, I was like, what the fuck is this?
When Boogie came on?
Yeah, when Boogie, I was like, what the fuck is this?
What are y'all doing? What is this shit? What is this?
Bullshit, no 100% to fuck you.
But yeah, man, this shit came on. It was like, it sounded like circus music. It was poppy. I'm like, oh man, see, this is that Saturation 1 bullshit. And then it got to Johnny. I'm like, okay. And then it gets to Stupid. Stupid was dope. Bleach was dope. Alaska was dope. So then it just had a run of shit for me. And then Sister Nation hit, and the beat switch on that was crazy. And then the way it ends with Team, I was like, yo, okay.
You like Team?
I like Team. You know why? Because like
heavy face.
You know why? Because like the whole singing thing came out of nowhere, right? Like they didn't really have that on the album. Then it kind of like it stopped, and then it went to I don't know, you know, their names like that. But then like the way dudes was flooring over that beat, I don't know, man. I fucked with Team. I like Team. To me, this is the best joint that they done put out.
Mm. Saturation 3 better than Saturation 2?
For me, yeah. They gave me more joints on this. Like the run, I'm telling you, the run for me from is either Johnny or Liquid through the rest of this, I was like, holy
really?
Shit. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'll put it to you like this. If this came out, if this was the first Saturation, I would have more so understood the hype a little bit. A little bit more.
Saturation 3?
Yes. If this was the first one.
Wow.
If this was the first one, I was like, okay.
I mean, this is better than the first one. But
yeah, that first one's clearly, in my opinion, the worst
one. Yeah, it's the worst one. It's the worst one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot y'all didn't like the first one.
I couldn't stand the first one.
But you didn't like the second one. Or you liked the first one? Did you like the first one?
And the second one. I don't know. This was a slight step back for me on this
really?
One.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember like the first like seven tracks where I was coming from the first one and then to the second one, I was like, okay, it's actually like, because I didn't like nothing at all in the first one. I remember the second one, I'm like, damn, this is the first like six or seven tracks. I'm like, shit, this shit is actually
pretty good.
The second one was hot. I didn't get this feeling at all with the third one. I mean, it was some. It was a couple tracks here and there.
A couple joints.
Yeah, a couple like Alaska. Yeah, you write about Alaska, Sister Nation, Mike. You write about that. I didn't get that same feeling of oh shit, like replay. Let me replay this track again on the second one. Like let me replay this again. I didn't get that at all on this one. But it was better than the first one. But it's
okay. So second, third, first for you.
Yeah,
me too.
But yeah, that's cool. Yeah, second, third, and first. But again, like this one is still. I'm with Ken. I'm with you. It's like, yeah, it was, this is back. Like, I was, you know, kind of hoping that I was going to get something even better than the second one, but this was kind of like they scaled it back.
And I think it's interesting because when Boogie came on and then Zipper hit, I'm like, okay, this is, you guys are playing with sounds. You guys are trying to show how diverse you are, how great you are, how different you could be from album to album to album. And I'm like, okay, this is probably the sound that I'm not going to rock with the most out of what you guys have done so far. And then Liquid came on, I'm like, okay, there's more of the hard cutting, you know, hard hitting edge that they had. That was a little bit darker, a little bit, especially compared to the other one. And then Cinema hit, and then Stupid was okay. I did like Bleach. Alaska was cool, but as a whole, it just lacked whatever the first two had for me, because I liked the first one. This is like, okay, now you guys are putting out too much music, because you're like, what's the goal of putting them out consecutively like that?
Situation.
Yes,
I'm saying. I mean, I get how it relates to the title, but.
And then how many
what
people
else?
Are in their crew?
Like, are you trying?
It's not like two or three of them.
No, it's like no, 12 people.
Because exactly. I think there was a different guy, Merle somebody, I think is one of the guys, and I don't think I remember him. But I had to look him up.
If they have more than 10 people.
So maybe it was them trying to highlight different people in the group. Okay. But, like, what is the overall purpose? And I understand the title and flooding the market with, saturating the market, so to speak, with all this stuff. But I do like that, and even on this one, I think they've done that on all three. They do address, like, you know, the whole race thing again, because they did it again on here. But so I do think that that's cool they continue to do that.
I mean, this shit, it wasn't bad.
No, but
they haven't put out a bad project.
It's not that it's bad. The thing is, the only one that I really liked was the second one. And I think that's why this one let me down so much. Because I was like, okay, I see what they're doing. Like, the second one was a little bit more experimental. It was very different. They were just doing all this crazy shit. And then this one, when it started off with Boogie, I was like, what is this weird party shit? Like, I don't like this. Then Zipper. Like, I think the first song I liked was Johnny. And that was because of Joba's verse. Like, Joba's verse was like some real shit. And it sounded dope. But Liquid I liked too. Mainly because, like, the ending, the whole, like, we're playing rock, paper, scissors with imaginary friends, imagine having no friends. Right. It's like, oh, that's really, really fresh. But aesthetically, I really wasn't, like, jamming out to these songs. Yeah. Like, Stupid, nah. Bleach, nah. Alaska was cool because of the beat. Right. Like, the beat was playful, but it was still dope. And they had that song about we oh fuck, I love my niggas like white people love rap. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
29. You know, but I think that might have been the last song. Oh no, and then Sister Nation. That was the only other song where I was like, that was the only song on this whole shit where I was like, whoa, this shit is bananas.
And the way that production like, kept switching up,
man,
I was like,
ooh, shit.
Like you couldn't tell where it was gonna go. And it was just like, oh,
and they were just catching it. They was flowing, and they were just catching it on the flows. I was like,
and that sounded like some shit that would have been on the second project.
Yes.
But the rest of the shit,
in the beginning part, the first half of the second one for me, I'm like, this shit just don't grab me.
Sister Nation was the only one that grabbed me, and that was really because of
the beats, and then Amir Van. His verse about like not realizing the difference between black people and white people, really not knowing that he was different until he went to a certain school. I thought that was like some really deep shit, and I almost wish that he'd have had the whole song himself because I was like, man, that's a dope topic.
Maybe it's because I'm bumping in a new whip. I don't know.
It just sounded different.
I don't know.
Hey, this
I got to do
part
really
two, and it's in
right.
I feel
you, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
You got
the speakers
out.
With real speakers. And a radio. And a window that blocks out the fucking wind coming in.
I don't know, man. This shit was riding to me, man.
That's dope,
this
man.
This shit was riding. Nice. Like I said, like that run from Johnny through like basically the rest of the shit, like until Hottie and then Stains and then Team. I'm not counting the Cinemas.
Yeah,
I'm not counting the Cinemas.
It's interesting how
I like the Cinemas more than I like some of the songs. Mm-hmm. I thought they were interesting.
They were.
So are they going to Saturation 4? Any word on that?
No, this is the final.
This is the last one.
Yeah. I think they're going to do other albums, but I think this is just the last Saturation.
As Brockhampton?
I think so. I don't know for a fact, but I think I remember reading that this is just the last Saturation, and after that, they're just going to do albums.
Okay.
So maybe it'll get better, at least for me. I'm not, you know, not that my opinion matters that much, but I'm saying maybe for me, I might like some of their other shit more because maybe they'll spend more time doing different things or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I know they have, you mentioned they have a huge following, and that's great, but I'm just thinking like overall, like you have this boy band concept that you're running with that seems to be working, but where do they fit within like hip hop itself? Because they somewhat seem like outsiders a little bit.
I think the concept of we're a boy band, I think that helps. And I mean, I don't know if there's more than one, but I only got the one guy, Kevin Abstract, that's bisexual. I don't know if there's another guy. Maybe there is, and I just didn't catch it. But outside of that, like, do they really sound that different? Like, what really makes them outsiders? Because there's 20 guys in the crew?
No, I think it just
feels
that way. Like, they popped on scene because of Pantano, great, cool. And here they are, like, now all of a sudden they have this massive following, like, and it's like, it seems like the rest of hip hop hasn't quite picked up on it yet. It's like they have this following that was generated off of Fantano.
So you're trying to see,
will everybody else kind of catch on, or will they stay with that following that from his audience?
In this day and age, do they though? I mean, it's like,
you know, I'm not saying that they need to. No, I'm not saying. But when I think about hip hop overall, like, are they going to like become integrated and part of the conversation with everybody else?
I think so. And you know what? I had that same opinion you did until I was hanging out with my girl and her niece. Her niece is like 15, I think. And she only listens to like 21 Savage and shit like that. She was like, "You like Brockhampton?" And I was like, "What?" And she doesn't watch Fantano. She has no idea who Anthony Fantano is. Right. But she was like, "You like Brockhampton?" And I was like, "How the fuck you know Brockhampton?" And she was telling me a bunch of kids at her school talk about Brockhampton.
Okay.
But they talk about Brockhampton in the same breath that talk about ASAP Rocky. Or like I said, or 21 Savage. So they got a buzz. I think Fantano kind of kicked it off. But I think these guys, somehow, they've managed to capitalize off of that. Which shows that they have good marketing skills.
Yeah, it was on MTV. It was being interviewed on MTV. I saw a clip of it. And I was like, wow. So that might be the answer to your question.
I think their concepts are very, very interesting. Because the guy, especially on this one, like when I just read the lyrics, like, they're talking about some real shit. And some very personal stuff.
That's what I like about them.
That's what I like about them, too. I just don't really care for them sonically. Like, the songs themselves don't really do anything for me. But them being, I guess that kind of makes them a little bit outsiders. Because they're making like this weird left the center party-ish music.
Favorite tracks, we'll go with Johnny, Liquid, Stupid, Bleach, Alaska, Sister Nation, and Team.
I got Alaska, Sister Nation, and I think Rentals and Stains. One of them two though I really like. That's my favorite.
I'm gonna say Johnny, Liquid, Alaska, Sister Nation, and Team.
Liquid, Bleach, Alaska, and Sister Nation.
Brockhampton, if y'all watching, the only thing I would honestly want, and maybe it would be just too difficult or maybe too convoluted, just who's rapping on the track, put your name on it. So, you know, follow. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You want like a tag or something?
Just think voice for the most part.
Yeah. You'll figure it out eventually. I guess. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But that's my only gripe. Maybe
that's a people problem.
Yeah. No, it is. But you know, that's my only personal thing. Cause with such a big group and with so many varying styles and sounds, I can't. It's not like I could be like, oh well, I want this, I want, because none of the three projects was whack. Like, even the first one, right? Like, and I remember me and Mike was kind of on the same side, and Rob couldn't understand. Like, it's not bad music, but it just wasn't great. Like B said, it didn't pull anything out of me. Then the second one came out, and I really fucked with that one. And then this one comes out, and I really fucked with it. Like, I don't know what else to tell y'all to do. Like, it's a whole bunch of y'all. Like, if I was in y'all marketing, you know, if I had a voice there, I would say, do the same shit. It's too many of y'all. Flood the market. You know, put the music out. Come out quick. You know what I'm saying? So that way you can ride a wave. It's too many of y'all that sit on your laurels.
Brockhampton, if you're watching, I think it's really interesting that, you know, you guys made these three albums. And I think you pretty much got like a lot of good mixture of kind of positive and negative reviews from us from each album. Like, one of us like one album more than the other, and the other one like this album more than, you know, I think it's really interesting that you guys have this particular style in, you know, in your group, to have so many different opinions coming from us four guys. And that's just us. So I'm pretty sure it's like that around the, you know, hip hop community, especially online from what I see. But yeah, it's a little interesting to see what you guys, now that y'all finished with that Saturation trilogy, you know, to see you guys move forward and see how creative you guys can get, you know, as far as not only just production, but just, you know, just from the rapping standpoint.
While I didn't quite connect with this project, I won't necessarily say it's a whack project, it just didn't resonate that much with me. But out of this project, I definitely can see that you guys are definitely versatile, and you guys got a lot of different styles and are creative. So you guys have, definitely have some things to play with. I mean, so far so good. So just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see how this story play out from there.
Brockhampton, I think that your story is very interesting. I think what you guys have done to get to stardom and to keep the stardom is very, very, very interesting. The music doesn't really resonate with me either. I hate to keep using the word interesting, but I think what you guys are doing is very interesting. It's just that sonically, it doesn't stick in my head, except for that second one. The second one was on point. The first one and this third one, not so much for me personally. But I hope you guys continue to get bigger. I hope you guys keep continuing your very different concepts. And yeah, I can't really tell y'all what to do, because I really like the fact that you guys keep choosing different sounds, that you are giving us every single time something new to listen to, something different to listen to. But yeah, keep going, keep doing your thing, and yeah.